Happy New Year! It is the first day of the new liturgical year in the Christian Church. So, a Happy New Year. And if I were to say to you, Maranatha, your response is, come, Lord Jesus. Because at this time of Advent, we are giving thanks for Jesus having come, coming with us now and coming in the future. New Year is a time of looking back. And as you look back over this last year, there has been inevitable differences, inevitable changes. And I hope that we reach some accommodation in acceptance of the differences, that we've recognised that there are different ways of doing things, alternative ways of being church, which I hope is an encouragement and an excitement to us as we share our experiences of living in Christian community together. It's a time too, of course, of looking forward. And as we look into the coming year ahead, we want to look to see how together we can reach out into our community, into our contemporary society, recognizing that we communicate today in different ways. And how can we reach people for whom media is different things? I mean, I don't know my way around social media, and I probably should, but there are many for whom the use of Facebook, that's probably old stuff now, isn't it? Is it not Facebook now? What is it, Twitter? Yeah, okay, you don't know what I'm talking about either. So, but there are ways in which we want to reach out to our community for whom there are different ways of communicating. I believe too, looking forward, that there's ways of developing our new relationships, relationships with God. And one of the things that I have picked up, which I've had a little while, and some of you may know of it, it's a lovely little book called Practicing the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence. If you're interested, I've got my copy here and you're welcome to look at it. And it's the account of a very humble man who was a cook in a religious order, and he learned the secret of finding God in whatever he was doing. And whether he was up to his arms in the sink peeling potatoes or whether he was in his quiet moment, he was practicing the presence of God. And I hope that in this new year, we too might learn to meet with God in whatever we do, whether it's here in church as we worship, or whether it's we go about our daily tasks, it's whether we're enjoying our recreation, whatever it be. And I believe that we can develop our relationships one with another, looking out for each other, and especially supporting each other as we seek to deepen and grow in our faith. And I shall be talking a little bit about that as we go on, but one of the things that I'm thinking of doing, because it will fit nicely into Lent, and it fits in too with it being the 500th anniversary in 2017 of the beginning of the Reformation, when Martin Luther nailed his bull on the church door. And from the Reformation, there are five statements that I want to explore, because I think they will help us in our faith as we look to understand the basis of our salvation, that it is by faith alone, by Scripture alone, through Christ alone, by grace alone, and to the glory of God alone. There's a wealth of things for us to discover as we explore these statements and how we understand them and how they help us to grow in our relationship with God and with each other. I've said that Advent is a time of looking back and looking forward, and our readings highlight this today. And our reading from Isaiah helps us to look back to the time of the patriarchs, from the chaos of that time And you say, what is different from the chaos of our time? Looking forward to the peace of the new kingdom, the peace of the new Jerusalem. And what Isaiah is doing here is elevating Jerusalem above all other things. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. And all the descriptions that follow actually can be identified as a type looking ahead at the Messiah, at Jesus. Because he, after all, is above all and is central to all. As the prophet writes, all will seek him and will be taught by him, that we may, as he says, walk in his paths. Which brings to mind Jesus himself saying that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And the prophet calls us to listen to the word of the Lord, to listen to Jesus as the word, who will be our judge and our arbitrator, to bring peace and reconciliation. And isn't that our prayer today, as much as it was for the people of Isaiah's time? Day by day we read of more and more horror in our world, and we pray for peace. And that means that we need to put our faith in that future hope that is offered through the salvation that Jesus brings us. That those weapons may indeed become tools for produce rather than weapons to kill. And as we remember that at this time we see Jesus coming as a maturing of the hope that we hold through our acceptance of him as our Saviour. So he comes as an infant at that first Christmas, which we celebrate in 4 weeks' time. He comes as our Saviour in our lives. When we accept him, he comes into our being. And he is to come as king on his return. Isaiah talks about teaching us new ways. And we've already begun some of these, and it's been very encouraging to see the response that we've had, for example, to the community cafe, where we have had several who've joined us now on a Thursday morning. And it is beginning to be their church. They feel that they are beginning to belong, and that's a great encouragement to them. And that can develop as we encourage them, as they seek faith, as they seek to belong to our community in conversation, friendship, and to invite them, as they become more comfortable with us and our community, to come to explore worship and to seek God. So as well as looking back at the prophecies from the time of the patriarchs, so too we are looking forward in the gospel to Jesus' return. Now this is where we have to hold our faith over fact, over knowledge, because only the Father, as Jesus says here, only the Father knows the day or the hour. But what he is saying to us is that we need to be prepared. And Advent is that time of preparation, but it's not just for these 4 weeks. It's preparation throughout our lives to be ready for when Jesus will come, whether it's in our lifetime or whether it is in thousands of years. I do not know. But what it does mean is that we are to be ready. Jesus says at the end of this piece, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready. So we need to be aware and ready and waiting. And as I was thinking about this, it struck my mind that what do we do when we see signs? I imagine most of us are drivers or been drivers, and we're aware of the warning signs on the roads. telling us perhaps to stop at an obstacle or to be cautious, to check what's ahead, to look and see what's around. But what did Noah's neighbours do when he was preparing the ark? They completely ignored him. They thought he was a bit of a fool. They could not understand why he was building this massive boat in the middle of the desert. So they were in denial about the warnings that Noah was giving them. And are we in denial? Do we understand the imperative for us to share the good news with those who do not know it, so that we can witness and welcome our neighbours? And as Noah took sanctuary in the ark, so too we are invited to take sanctuary in Christ, because he is our ark, our means of salvation. So as we wait, are we waiting actively and in anticipation? Are we keeping alert? I was reminded from that little piece from 1 Peter, which says, discipline yourselves, keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to devour. So if we go off our guard, the devil will get in and attack us. So we've looked back, we've looked forward. Now let's look to today. And as you might have realized, on occasion I use the contemporary collects. Today I've specifically chosen that we read the traditional collect for today, which if you wish to take your notices away and read the Romans reading, you'll see that Cranmer took this collect directly from the Romans reading. So as we reflect back to Christ's birth, to this time of remembrance, what do we see? We are remembering that Jesus Christ came to us in great humility. That might put you in mind of that wonderful hymn from Philippians, where he emptied himself, taking the form as a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. So as well as looking at Jesus being born at that first Christmas in great humility, we are also looking ahead. He shall come again in his glorious majesty as king at his return. And the technical word used as we look forward to that is of the return of a sovereign. It's called, in the presence of the sovereign, the parousia, the return of Christ as king. And of course, we ended the Christian year last week as we celebrated the festival of Christ the King. So there is that, whilst there is an end to the year, there is that continual cycle of always recalling Christ's presence with us and his kingship. And as we meet together around the Lord's table, we are also reminded of his presence with us, both now and in his future coming. What's the impact upon us? The reality of now is for us to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armour of light. In our modern world, how easy it is for us all, and I include myself, for us to be tripped up by the works of darkness, and we need continually to be coming in repentance back to our Lord, to seek to be transformed in our lives, to be clothed with the light of Christ. And as Cranmer ends his collect, he talks about how Jesus is alive in us and reigns with us. Are we letting Jesus reign in our hearts? Are we letting him rule over our decisions and our actions and our relationships? I leave that between you and God. And as we do explore our lives today, it put me in mind of how we develop and grow in our Christian faith. I talked about how the cafe is bringing people in to feel there is a sense of belonging here. And to belong is such an important part of growing together as community. How much do you feel a part of your community here, your wider community of where you live? And how much can we encourage others to feel that they are part and they do belong here with us as in the body of Christ? So we first need to know that we belong, and then as we come to grow in faith and believe, as we share and experience that certain hope of the resurrection, we can grow in faith. I don't know about you, but we were away when we read the news about that 14-year-old girl whose family paid for her body to be frozen in anticipation of an unfounded hope of a future resuscitation. How tragic, I have to say, that she was not given the opportunity perhaps to hear the good news of the real hope of resurrection in Jesus Christ. And that perhaps is a moral tale of our society today, that people just do not know of the good news and are relying on some weird science that suggests they might be resuscitated in hundreds of years' time. How sad. So as we learn about deepening our faith, we can support one another. And as we look into next year, I'd be interested to hear from you about the type of things that would help you. There are discipleship courses that we can hold that will help us grow in faith. There's Bible studies that will help us understand God's word and what it is saying to us today. And we need to be open to that experience of God. I've talked about how Brother Lawrence practiced the presence of God, knowing that experience of God with him at every moment of his day. Do we know that we're loved by the Father, that we're nurtured by the Son, and comforted by the Spirit? And what does this mean, as I draw to a close, in how we behave? As we grow in Christian maturity, are we, as the collect says, putting on the armour of light, that armour to protect us from the influence of the world, but still allowing us to be permeable to the influence of God, allowing us to be transformed in how we live and act, that God will influence our being as well as our doing? So finally, as we remember that and recall and celebrate that Jesus came at that first Christmas, and as we continue in our faith, and the wonder of someone as they take a step of faith to welcome Jesus into their lives, he is coming today. And we look ahead to that unknown time when he returns to live with us in the New Jerusalem. My prayer for us all is that our behavior reflects our faith, affects our relationships and our ways of being, so that in the words of the collect, we may be active in his service and joyful in his praise.